Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Time for the C Note Cowboys news of the evening.
The
segment is brought to you by
Lombardi.
Joining us for Car Truck Rec Corner,
Frankel's
here's
first 214-4 817-333-3333.
There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
So it's a special occasion.
We have Watch Lombardi coming up in 15 minutes. As he'll fill in for Krusty's Corner this afternoon. We'll pick his brain about the Cowboys offseason.
We do congratulate
what's coming up this
SGA
summer.
For
looking
going
forward
back to
chatting with Votch here coming up
pretty
shortly
incredible
in the next segment.
Congratulations.
Dak Prescott at the rodeo event with a gal that was in Sarah Jane Ramos's bridal party.
Back-to-back MVP.
The internet instantly
the
went into a speculation.
The polar bear.
Dak denying there is a relationship, said they'd been friends for a long time. I guess she was a freshman at Mississippi State as he was on his way out the door. And I don't know if they started a relationship back then or how Sarah Jane Ramos
gifted all of his teammates
to know her. She was in the bridal party. Maybe her and Dak had been long time friends. So they're
campaign
at the rodeo event, and Dak
he's
denied
the ultimate,
a romantic
like,
relationship.
My guys.
When TMZ called the woman for comment, she handed the phone to Dak.
That's so weird.
You deal with this. I'm over it.
I'm surprised he took the phone call. Well, this time he's going with the Audemars.
Maybe she's like giving him the phone thinking, I'll find out where
Piguet
I am,
watch,
where I stand with him.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, let's see how he responds to this.
And I don't know. But, you know, the way the story reads, it seems like maybe this was Dak's friend that was going to be part of the
that's
bridal party. Sometimes that happens.
Gifted,
like, I've had this
sense
long-time great friend, and
they all
she can't
the same
exactly be a groomsman.
She's like a sister to me.
She's like a sister to me.
Looks like they're all a little bit different.
It's just hard to believe, I think,
they're all the Audemars
stuff that a serial cheater says.
Royal Oaks. That's the
when it comes
to
denials
the game, bro,
of this sort. Mm, you know,
okay, it is, bro.
Yeah,
you know, unfortunately, you know, there is the fact that this whole thing blew up and ended at the joint bachelorette party.
Royal Oak 42.
So people are thinking, was this the deal breaker? For Sarah Jane Ramos,
if you're on the Thunder, man, you're definitely putting in the vote there.
Yeah, I think at this point he's lost the ability. He's lost plausible deniability. He's lost credibility. I think when it comes to the denial
difference between a $37,000.
But I would also add that considerably. I think if you're cheating, it should be with somebody significantly more attractive.
Some really good looking watches,
or at least the same level of attractiveness.
You're just, you know,
this is not the case, huh?
I would say not. You know, I was maybe it was a bad picture.
Right,
you know, sometimes the pictures don't capture your best side.
I've seen a few.
Have you seen a few pictures?
Now,
okay,
you went down the rabbit hole.
I mean, the Spurs just totally dominated.
Yeah.
It's not like
not searching
to the point where I would be in agreement.
Eight left.
Okay.
8 minutes
okay.
left.
Okay, all right.
She says she has a very strong Raya profile, which I think is like the celebrity dating app. So she's still out there single and ready to mingle, at least according to her. Caitlin, I believe is her name.
What's the Mendoza line for getting on that app?
I don't know.
Yeah, this wouldn't be something where you'd be like, yeah, we're totally dating. We're in love. You know, even if it's 100% that, the look of it is so bad. You know,
yeah, it's not great.
What's the old saying? The best way to get over somebody, you know, get under them.
I suppose. Okay, up next here in recapping a scandalous Cowboys weekend in the C-Note, Cowboys content creator West Coast Cowboy arrested and accused of human trafficking over the weekend. This one's wild.
Wait, what?
Yes.
I know the Cowboys content creation Twitter had to all put out public statements about this.
He'd been on a number of other creators' channels.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
Wait, what is this?
This is absolutely terrible.
So the FBI says that West Coast Cowboy, a kind of a medium-level creator, would you say?
Yeah, I don't know how big he really was. He's been on a lot of other, I'd say, big content creators like J-Tuck, Law Nation, you know, several others. I know the World's Team podcast has had him on.
Yeah,
like
you've probably seen his content. If you're on Cowboys Social, you've seen his
stuff. You probably have.
You've seen his reactions. Well, okay, so the FBI said he's guilty of threatening and stabbing one victim.
Jeez.
So they were like kidnapping women, according to the FBI, and then putting them into prostitution, and if you wanted to leave, you would get threatened with stabbing. And apparently they did stab one victim, and there was also a minor apparently involved.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know. Just,
This is a Cowboys content creator who's also a
human trafficker.
Apparently. He's done a lot of shady stuff behind the scenes. I had some, I know I was talking with our buddy Paul Stewart and some of the other UK Cowboys people reached out. We're like, hey, have you ever had him on the show? I'm like, hell no. I don't know anything about this guy. Never talked to him. But he's been like extorting people for tickets, and I think he got banned from AT&T Stadium, apparently. A lot of weird stuff going on with him.
It was a big weekend for discussing the content creator's place in the world of sports media. And, you know, Brian weighed in, Jane Slater weighed in, Ed Werder weighed in. I think for the most part, like, independent reporters are great. They have been a great addition to sports coverage. And the deal is now is that you can learn a lot on your computer since they've started sharing all 22 film. And your traditional football reporters, they aren't coaches, they aren't scouts. A lot of people that were players, scouts, I think Vach Lombardi coached for a while, right? Yeah. You get a level of understanding about the game that maybe traditional media doesn't have, and now you can turn on the All-22 because the NFL has made that available and break things down that beat reporters might not even be thinking about. So I love what the sports media ecosystem has grown into, where you have old traditional TV people, you got radio people like us, you got internet content creators, you got fans and coaches that decided to turn on the YouTube channel 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and see what it turned into when it's grown into this massive thing. But I think it's all additive. I don't think it's one or the other. And if you're from the traditional media perspective and you're thinking, well, this is the way it's always happened, so this is the way it should always be, I just think you're being closed-minded.
You are. I mean, I do think there is an element of, like, the people that are boots on the ground, they're there in the building every day. You are going to have a unique perspective that not everybody has. And it doesn't mean that, like, these other people aren't credible. But I do understand, you know, the Edward way of thinking. Like, you know, I'm here and I'm looking over and I see Nick Harris and Clarence Hill and Calvin Watkins and John Machota every day, Joseph Hoyt. Right. Like, we're here. We're grinding. We're putting in the work. So, like, Todd Archer, you know, Bobby to an extent, like all of us, you know, we're our own little community here. And I do think I would trust them maybe first and foremost. Right. Like, they're going to know it. They're going to get that information. They're there. They live in the building. But to say I think Law's done a great job with this. A lot of these other Cowboys content creators have formulated relationships with a lot of players and coaches. And they're able to even get access and get information
now
that some of these other reporters aren't privy to.
Yes.
So I do.
And those reporters sometimes have to pretend like things aren't true to protect their access.
Right.
You know, so sometimes they can't tell you the truth. But again, it's all additive. I'm not choosing one or the other. I love being able to tap into the guys that are in the building.
Yeah.
You know, because they're going to be able to tell you things that the guy in his couch binge watching all 22 can't.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy on his couch watching all 22 is spending his time doing different things, you know. And what I want the people in the building to acknowledge is they don't know that as well as some of the content creators do.
Agreed.
You know, and collectively, I think the internet is just doing such a better job at serving and educating the fan.
Yeah, I think we've got really, we're kind of in a golden era right now of Cowboys content. I think we've got a lot of excellent people that are doing incredible work, whether it's in the YouTube space, podcasting, whatever it might be.
But some content creators, I guess, how we got here in this story with West Coast Cowboy, it's they're complete weirdos, you know? And the reason that they're at home by themselves is because if you put them in a corporate environment, they're going to melt down and sabotage themselves one way or another, or they don't have, you know, the skills or, you know, to work interpersonally with anybody. So they got to do their own thing. And, you know, over time it's revealed, like, there was this dude named BitBoy in crypto, and I used to watch his YouTube channel all the time. He had the number one channel, made it to the top 1 million subs. Whoa. Making $20, $30 million a year. He totally short-circuited, cheated on his wife, and got thrown in prison in the course of about 8 months.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about rags to riches.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. Riches to rags.
Okay. Of the non-scandal variety, gentlemen, congrats to Clayton Adams. He's in the NFL Accelerator Program. This is a program the NFL does to help teams find their next coaches and GMs. And, you know, it's pretty cool. I think, you know, one takeaway is it's awesome that the Cowboys are putting people in this program. If you wanted to go positive with it.
Yeah.
Like, hell yes. The NFL actually has a special committee of people that are looking for the most promising coaches, and the Cowboys have one in there.
How about that?
How long's it been? I don't know. I don't know the last Cowboy, or this is the first Cowboy coach that's in the Accelerator program.
I mean, I would think Kellen Moore was in there. Maybe, but he would probably be the only guy just because of the youth factor. He was young, and he had a really good narrative behind him that he was going to be the man, and he's ultimately gotten the head coaching job. But otherwise, no, they usually go for the old recycled coaches that are not on their way up. They're more on their way out.
Yes. So I'd say that's another good sign that Shoddy is heading in a great direction. It's also kind of sad that the league needs a program like this because the owners don't want to spend the time to learn it themselves. Like, if you were actually a team that was paying attention to all the trends, you'd be like, what are we doing putting this program together? I'm out working everybody to figure out who has the best trends and where the best coaches are. And now you're just putting out a master list for every lazy owner across football. But that's a window into how they think. They want to do well themselves. They want it to be easy. And they also want to make it easy for their partners to have success so their fan bases can be energized, because you making more money means more money for me. So I don't think it's in the best spirit of competitiveness. Would be another one of my takeaways on this story. And then the topic of possibly losing Clayton Adams, how concerned are you guys with that?
I'm concerned. I mean, I think that he is one. You look at just the way that the running game worked last year. You can see his fingerprints all over how they utilized that thing. And I think it'll hopefully take another step this year. So you don't want to lose good coaches. Now, do we believe in Shoddy has been able to put that offensive staff together? Yeah. So, I mean, is he going to be able to identify somebody else that can come in and take over that responsibility? If Clayton Adams is getting a head coaching job, it means good things happen for Dallas. So, big picture, I think if you're a Cowboy fan, yes, it sucks to lose your coaches, but you're losing coaches because it probably means your team's been successful.
Yeah, and we've obviously seen Shoddy now build this staff out in a pretty respectable way. He's now done that on the defensive side of the ball with Christian Parker, and that's probably going to have to be his superpower. If you aren't going to be the man, like Kyle Shanahan can lose coaches, Sean McVay can lose coaches, they are the guy. And if you aren't that, then your superpower needs to be able to go identify the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And you did that with Clayton Adams, but that's going to be something that you're going to have to do if you're successful probably every few years.
Yes, and I right now I think I trust Schottenheimer to do that about as good as anybody. You know, I think you mentioned Shanahan. They have put together a ton of great young coaches that have gone off and done other good things with the Rams and McVay. I'm trying to think of other teams that I would trust their hiring as much or more than I do with Shoddy right now. McDonald in Seattle. It seems like he really struck gold last year with Clint Kubiak. They brought in Brian Fleury now. He previously served as the run game coordinator and tight ends coach with the Niners. So, you know, he's looking in the right spots, I think. But I don't know if there's any other coaches besides the ones that I mentioned so far that I would trust as much as I would with Shoddy. Seemed like Liam Cohen's probably got a pretty good idea.
Yeah, Tampa Bay had a really good stretch of turnovers at offensive coordinator. They went Liam Cohen, Dave Canales, Byron Leftwich was there. And all of them had success.
All right, we got to run. We got Krusty's Corner coming up with Vach Lombardi. The famous Cowboys YouTuber is next here. It's the G-Bag Nation, The Fan.